Get up, Nemati.
Your syndrome, your son, Messiah, and the Hontavantanamino, Codician, and Sultan, Mukarami, and Coilin. Many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see and thou not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and thou not heard them. But blessed are your eyes for they see, and your ears for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to all your gospels through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Remember also our mass of those who are bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, O Lord, our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, pray for them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the love of us, and the salvation of us, and the hope of us, and the healing of us, and the resurrection. Φρόν εμεψόν στενιγόμ κινία φλουισούν οκτον κάτα ματέον αγίου ευαγγέλιο του αρανός μας
Fear of the Lord and listen to the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the Evangelist, Apostle, pure disciple, his blessing be with Solomon. Reading from the Psalms of our Father David, the prophet and the king, may his blessings rest upon us. Amen. Oh, love the Lord, all you his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior, and King of us all. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the living God, to him be glory forever. Amen. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow, and the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice." So they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Now while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. When they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, "Tell them his disciples came at night and stole them away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, will appease him and make you secure." So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.
Glory be to God forever. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven,